are underway. Danny Brady inbounds the ball to Kota Shindo, who immediately launches into a three-point bucket, and you can tell by the crowd noise, that one dropped. 23-19 the score, and Skagway's got it to four. Early on here in the second half of action, Kota Shindo came out in halftime and just shot after shot, and looks like maybe he got his rhythm. Una quickly works it into the lane for a bucket of their own, and 25-19 the score. So Una made an adjustment, Skagway made an adjustment, and we'll see what happens. Now Manny Budke on Kota gets it over to Danny Brady, and his pass tipped, but recovered by Kota Shindo for Skagway. Kota working off of a pick from Colton Belisle. Gets it over on the left side to Brady, works into the lane, tries to come off a pick from Colton Belisle again, instead just runs into Colton. And Manny Budke, one of those very tough defenders for Hoonah. He's a wrestler by trade, and he is athletic. Don't get out. Skagway has the ball on the right-hand side. Ackerman gets it. As it was tipped out of Colton Belisle's hands, and Ackerman recovered the ball but stepped on the sideline. That's a turnover for Skagway. 25-19 the score. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Hoonah, basketball. Hoonah's trying to dribble the ball up top. Works it around down into the right-hand corner. Hoonah now going right, left to right. Skagway will be going right to left. Cross your head back. Yes. Quickly now. Down into the low block. They try and get it into the short corner to Manny Budke. And he is unable to handle the pass. That's a turnover from Hoonah. And Skagway has made its first substitution of the day. Micah Cook checks in for Stephen McKnight. We've got the basketball now. It is Kota Shindo with the ball. Danny Budke extended up on top of him. Kota wants to work on Budke. Gets it to Danny Brady with a 19-foot jump shot. Misses badly. And Hoonah trying to save the ball. Throws the ball out of bounds. It's Brandon Guthrie falling out of bounds, trying to save it, but unable to do it. So Danny Brady's inbound the ball from the corner. Out top to Kota. Kota assesses the situation in front of him. Sees Manny. Dribbles between his legs, around his back. A beautiful crossover move, and a knockdown three-point bucket by Kota Shindo. Outstanding. Right back at you. Manny Budke gets the ball for Hoonah, puts it up and in, and is fouled on the play. Do not take a second off against this Hoonah Braves team. They can make you pay. But my goodness, what a show by Kota Shindo. 27-22, the resulting score. 6 minutes here now in the third quarter. Manny shot up, misses everything, and that results in an out-of-bounds situation for Skagway. Woo-wee! Kota Shindo. There are times when you think he can't do that, and he doesn't. But Kota into the forecourt, gets it over to Danny Brady. Danny Brady right back to Kota. Kota working on Budke, jumps up into the air, passes to Danny. Danny Brady's shot, misses. And there for the rebound, Jerry White. Into the forecourt now, White. He wants to work a little bit. Oh, a nice little pump fake from White, although he misses his 5-foot jumper. Just rims out, gets his own rebound. Passes it up top. Skagway's trapping out top, making it difficult for Hoonah to move with the ball. And it looks like Skagway's just playing a very tight man-to-man D right now. Tight man-to-man. They come out of their box at one. A nice help by Micah Cook as Manny Budke got the ball on the block alone in space, and Micah Cook came over from the weak side, defended, but where it looked like to me his hands were straight up in the air, it did not look that way to the officials. It was called for the foul. Manny Budke going to the line to shoot two for Hoonah. His first shot of the two is up and good. Nothing but net for Manny. He lines up that second shot. Looks a little long. Comes off the rim. Oh, a beautiful rebound and put back by Jeffrey Devlin from Hoonah. And that's something Skagway cannot afford to let happen, is rebounds and put back underneath their own basket during a free throw attempt. You've got to box out stronger than that, Skagway. Now an 8-point lead for Hoonah. The free throw is up and good as he was fouled on the putback, and that makes it a 9-point lead. And Skagway's progress has been stunted here early in the third. Go to Shindo, wants to work on Budke. Gets it to Colton Belisle, down to Ackerman. Ackerman working with the left hand, has to rip the ball out of the pressure. Gets it to Colton. Colton with the elbow jumper, no good. Rebound for Huna. Nice rebound by Devlin. Devlin gets it to Wright. Wright working on Brady. Danny Brady, good defender. Staying right with Wright. To Devlin, working in the corner. It goes to Guthrie. Guthrie down to Budke. Budke's beautiful post move up and in by Budke. And Huna putting a little distance between themselves and Skagway. Kota Shindo working against the double team, as often is the case here, and he settles for the 25-foot jumper. Nothing doing. Alex Ackerman dives out of bounds, saves the ball in, and Danny Brady fights for the ball. It looks like it's off of Jerry White, and it will remain Skagway basketball. Two nice plays on that one. Good hustle plays by Ackerman and by Brady, able to save the ball for Skagway. Brady's inbound pass is not good, and he just threw it into the middle of the scrum. I think he just lost control of the ball. It was coming out of his hand, picked off by Huna, and into the forecourt for Huna. Jerry White wants to use a pick. He's got a screen. He's going to work on Kota, but he's not going to take that big long shot. Instead, he works the ball around to his teammate. And a beautiful give-and-go opportunity. No shot, but passing back out of the post for a Brandon Guthrie look. Gives him an 18-foot jumper that he misses. Skagway gets the rebound. Quickly into the forecourt to Danny Brady on the right-hand side. Skagway likes to attack that right side, as we see far too often. They've got to mix up their attack points. Kota Shindo gets it into the wing, the extended wing to Danny Brady, who's quickly double-teamed. And he is working with the ball, doing exactly as his coach taught him, staying strong with the ball. He made contact with a Huna defender, got him with an elbow in the chin, and he is explaining right now that that's what I teach my kids to do with the basketball, because they come and tie it up. The official's not listening, so Danny Brady called for the elbow. That is his third foul with 3:25 left to go in the third quarter. Tough one to pick up in this gym. Oh, and a beautiful pick steal by Ackerman. Ackerman's going to go the length of the court off the right foot with the right hand. He goes in, lays it up and in. Beautiful play by Ackerman. 33-24 the score. Huna Braves bring it back into the forecourt. He's right with the ball. Gets it over to Guthrie. Guthrie down low to White. Jerry White now. Couple of dribbles and a jump stop. Under control. Huna playing nicely under control. Right bothered by Ackerman up top. Gets it over to Guthrie. Guthrie back to right. A nice give and go over to Budke. And he is fouled by Micah Cook. Too strong is Budke. He lays it in. And this will be a hoop and harm for Manny Budke. As I mentioned before, Manny Budke, that wrestler in him, allows him to be very strong underneath the hoop. Great jumping ability, a terrific athlete, and a smart basketball player at that. He powered through the foul from Cook, and Cook has been substituted for Stephen McKnight back in the ballgame for Skagway. Manny's a free throw, no good, but oh, boy, a great move by Antonio Phillips to get underneath the basket. An athletic move for him to rip that ball out of the air. Unfortunately for Huna, he was unable to control it. It goes out of bounds and over to Skagway. Kota Shindo with the ball on the right side. Gets it on the left now to Brady. Back over to Shindo, but Shindo's the pass goes through his hand. No harm there. He's able to recollect it. Shindo working on Budke, gets it over to Brady. Brady likes the 15-foot jump shot. He misses it. There for the rebound is Ackerman, contested on the backside by Antonio Phillips, and it's going to be Skagway basketball. They're going to say it went off of Phillips. Ackerman's got to be just a little bit stronger, put more of a body into that player in back of him so as not to lose that ball out of bounds. 35-24 the score, and some pretty nice adjustments made by the Huna coach, Adam Gretzinger. At halftime, he went in with a 7-point lead and has stretched it now to 11. We'll see if Scott Lesh, the head coach from Skagway, can do a little magic with that whiteboard he's got that he's working with right now, drawing up some sort of play. My guess is to get Kota free for a 3-point bomb. When Dakota Shindo has an open look. He is deadly from three-point range. When he is contested, it is not the same case. So, Alex Ackerman sent to inbound the ball now for Skagway. Gets it to Colton. Colton with a six-foot jumper. Goes 7 feet. No good. Just off the back of the rim, that is. But Una comes up with a basketball, and somebody besides Ackerman and Coda has to score for Skagway in order for them to stay in the game. Una working the ball down low into the post again. Mandy Budke has it, leaps over everybody. His shot misses, tapped over to Coda by Danny Brady. Great rebounding effort by the smallest guy on the court, Danny Brady. And Coda Shindo has an open look, takes the three-point shot, fading to the left, no good. Colton Belisle there for the rebound at the elbow. His shot up, no good, but he is fouled on the attempt. He will go to the free throw line with a minute 48 here to go in the third period. And it looks like Colton took a bit of a spill at some point here during the tournament. He's got a big patch on his left calf. On his left shin. His first free throw is up and good. That would be down to 10. Coach Scott Lash is having a little chat with the official. Second shot up and good. Don't know what they're talking about, but Lash seems to have a smile on his face. It hasn't gotten antagonistic at this point. It is now a 9-point lead for Hoonah. With a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Skagway's man-to-man. They're back in it now. Allows Budke to get open down low yet again, and Budke is killing Skagway from the post position. You've got to make sure to front Budke. Don't let him get that entry pass. And Skagway is unable to do it. Budke too athletic down low. Coda Shindo with a jump shot from the right side. No good. Contested jumper by Coda. And he's trying for the foul. He's trying for the strip. Unable to get it. But it looks like Hoon is having a hard time getting the ball over half court. And Danny Brady backs off and allows them to get over half court. It looked like they may have had them in a 10-second violation. But unable to do it as Danny Brady and Coda both backed off and allowed them to bring it over half court. So Hoon is working the ball around the perimeter. Jerry White has the ball on the right-hand side. He goes up to the top of the key. Jerry White working on Coda, comes into the lane, had a nice entry pass down into the post. Antonio Phillips up and in. And Hoonah Braves are destroying Skagway from the interior. And that is the adjustment made by Coach Gressinger at the halftime, and a nice adjustment by Adam. Skagway now has it on their half of the court. Colton Belisle wants to work on the right side. Off of the rim, his shot goes. Danny Brady there for the rebound on the weak side. Nice rebound by Brady. Coda Shindo has it. No good spacing for Skagway there. Coda launches up a shot, misses there for the rebound. Alex Ackerman is put back. No good. Still 39-26 the score. Una has gotten back up to their biggest lead of the day at 13 with just 9 seconds left to go here in the quarter. We'll see if they're able to get a last-second shot up, and they do. It's a wide-open look from the corner. It's off the rim. It's off the backboard, and it falls out. No good. Whew. Skagway dodging a bullet there. That could have been some onions.